Welcome to the final episode of our CICP 20th anniversary mini-series for our Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It's presented by Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. I'm Gary Dick, the host of Inside Indiana Business, also the host of this weekly podcast, where we have in-depth discussions, conversations with the leaders, innovators, and entrepreneurs in Indiana's ag bioscience sector. It's the sector where food, agriculture, science, and technology all converge. And this week, excited to sit down with Mike Langelier. Mike is the president and CEO of TechPoint Indiana. And Mike, welcome to the podcast.
Thanks, Gary.
This, again, is the final installment of our Central Indiana Corporate Partnership 20th anniversary miniseries. You're the last, but you're certainly not the least, Mike.
Appreciate you saying that.
We want to get an idea because the TechPoint story is an interesting one. But first, a little bit more on your background, Mike, and really what led you to TechPoint.
Mm-hmm. So relevant to the ag theme for this podcast. I actually grew up on a farm in Illinois. Mm-hmm. So I grew up about two...
Central Illinois.
And my dad was a corn and soybean farmer. So I know that world well. And then I went to school at DePaul, which brought me to Indiana. And then after, as I was winding up my senior year, was fortunate to be selected as part of the Orr Fellowship. And so the Orr Fellowship ultimately brought me to Indianapolis and plugged me into the tech community here. I was working at Baker Hill, was Mark Hill's first Orr Fellow here, working at Baker Hill. And so that got me into the tech community. And so it was an awesome way to start my career. Got the opportunity shortly thereafter, Experian purchased Baker Hill. And so we became part of a big company. I spent about 6 or 7 years there in a variety of different roles. Then I got the startup itch, the entrepreneurial bug, and left, and with a wife, a two-year-old and a two-month-old at home, started a startup from scratch, a personal finance and online banking startup. We sold that company about 7.5 years ago to a company out west, and then it became a decision point. About a year in, I was splitting time between here and there, and we were on the brink of making a decision. Are we going to move, or are we going to stay and do something different? And then that's when TechPoint came around.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You mentioned the Orr Fellowship, and I want mm-hmm. to give a quick shout out. We talk a lot on this podcast about talent and the need to attract and keep talent.
Absolutely.
In the ag bioscience space and other areas as well. What did that Orr Fellowship mean to you? What do you think that has meant to talent attraction and development in Indiana?
It's a really special program, and it changed my life in a lot of different ways. It introduced me to an industry that I wouldn't have picked for myself. Both the financial services, fintech, and tech industry, it got me plugged in a grassroots level to a place, the city, in a way that I wouldn't have if I had just come in as a normal grad, connected to friends and a social network that I wouldn't have met otherwise. And ultimately, it's through which I met my wife as well. She was an Orr Fellow at Angie's List. So it changed my life in a lot of respects.
All right, let's talk about TechPoint, because it's really kind of a slightly different organization than other CICP initiatives, because its start was not inside CICP. Mm-hmm. Talk about TechPoint and kind of the early formation and how it became TechPoint.
Yeah, it was actually, there were two organizations that were operating and both creating a community around this new thing that was the tech community here. Bringing this group together, helping to serve, network it together, give it a voice. And then there was another organization that was also helping to push some kind of innovation agendas and some policy agendas. So there were organizations that, you know, one of which Scott Jones was heavily involved in, another one that a lot of the CEOs of the first generation of tech companies here, David Becker, Mark Hill, et cetera, were involved in. Ultimately, those two organizations came together to form TechPoint in 2003. And then in 2006, I know as David Johnson has recounted about the formation of CICP, the strategy for CICP called for a tech pillar. Mm-hmm. With all the other initiatives, that pillar has been started on the CICP platform. But they looked around and realized that there was this organization, TechPoint, that could serve as a platform to already kickstart the formation of that industry initiative. And as a result, it just made a lot of sense to make TechPoint the growth initiative for the tech industry mm-hmm. here in Indiana.
Talk about...
So it was merged in.
Right, merged in. Talk about the growth, if you will, and the evolution maybe of Tech Point. I can remember years ago, those early days of what I'll call the tech movement in Indianapolis, central Indiana, and around the state. But, you know, a lot of lofty goals and ideas. We see a lot of momentum now, but in the early days, I'm sure there were a lot of fits and starts and maybe frustrations too.
Yeah, and many of these things precede me, and I'm sure a lot of your listeners know the history even better than I, but you probably know the history better than I. But I know that in the different stages of the tech, of any, whether it's a company development or whether it's a community or ecosystem development, there are different stages, and each of those different evolutionary stages call for different things. And in the first stages, first you just have to, bring that community together and give it a definition, give it a voice, help to inventory and identify what's actually here. And so that was where a lot of the focus was from my understanding. It was predominantly a sponsorship-driven events organization that was helping to bring this tech community together, convene it, shine a light on it. And when I came in, I wanted to harness that strength, that asset that was there. It was already the tech organization sitting at the hub of this tech ecosystem. But what we really needed was a growth platform, a growth accelerator, something that was not just going to kind of convene and represent this community, but was going to drive its growth ahead. You know, we were at an era where, and we are in an era where, this digital transformation across our entire economy is happening. It's touching every industry. Tech plus everything else is happening, and we have to carve out what our lanes are going to be. And ultimately, in order for this economy and for this place to thrive, it's going to require a healthy amount of digital transformation in order to make it happen and to make each of these industries that are our pillar industries here relevant into the future.
And we should mention that Tech Point really is a statewide organization. It's not just central Indiana.
That's true. If you look at if you look at the wide range of things that we do, and I know we'll talk about some of these in depth, the Mira Awards, for example, that recognizes companies from all around the state. The talent programs that we operate, the extern program in particular, you know, that's pulling college students from all around the state and all across the country. We have member organizations that are all from all across the state that we're helping to nurture and helping to thrive and help them grow. Next month, we're bringing in venture capital firms from 50 venture capital firms from all around the country, and we're bringing in companies from all around the state in order to help match them together to help drive more venture capital here into the state.
Tech Point is involved in so many initiatives. You mentioned a couple there, but talk about from a high level, from a strategic level, what are the specific things on a daily basis that you are really trying to achieve?
Yeah. So the idea was first we needed to build this growth platform. We needed to grow. We needed so we were predominantly focused on the companies that are here, the ecosystem that's here, and about equipping, doing two things really, really well. We wanted to serve as the hub of this tech ecosystem, make it operate as efficiently as possible, connect all the parts as efficiently as possible so that talent and entrepreneurship and innovation and capital and companies, that virtuous cycle that leads to economic growth, all those ingredients are connected as effectively as possible. But then to build it, also to turbocharge it and to build pipelines, go engineer programs that are driving more talent, bringing more talent into the community. The extern program is an example of that, and the red carpet experience that we have coming up is another example. Drive more venture capital in by bringing VC firms here and getting the next level fund off the ground, and then also helping to build a really robust, dynamic community that believes in itself, that is cooperative and supportive, and that is evangelizing all across the country to be able to pull more resources in here, and also to serve as a good partner to our legislative leadership and our government leadership as well, so that we can help point them toward the things that are going to make a big impact. And Governor Holcomb's administration has done a really good job of partnering with us on that. The next step, though, is taking this asset that we've built, taking this platform that we've built that is serving our entire tech ecosystem, and now we're taking it outside the state. And so for the first time, we are recruiting talent from outside the state, and we're also recruiting companies from outside the state. We know that to ultimately the vision of this organization is to help assert Indiana and central Indiana as the most successful and the strongest region and state in the Midwest for tech, and also among mid-sized cities. And in order to do that, we're going to have to home grow, but also we're in a global war for talent. We're in a global war for job opportunities through company growth, and we're going to have to do more than just focus here locally. We're also going to have to compete on a national and international scale. And so for the first time, we're getting outside the state to take this, take the virtues, this tech community on the road and to attract more talent and more companies here. And we're seeing early signs of success in doing that.
We'll talk a little bit about that. The extern program is a unique internship program, and talk about how that has evolved. And I think it's interesting too, like so many things, the convention business here, they say, hey, once we get people here and give them a look around, they love Indianapolis or love central Indiana. And I think some of that is kind of the same thought process with the extern.
Yeah. We set out 6 years ago to build one of the most compelling internship programs in the country. And the strategy there was, we have these great universities that are producing talent, and unfortunately, the bridge from university to industry was just not very robust. It was hit and miss. There wasn't a kind of a direct pipeline. We said, let's go after fixing that. Let's harness the talent that's here and plug them into companies. And also, the awareness level of the companies and the job opportunities in this community was really low among students that were in college. So we set out to change that. We built this amazing program where these students are getting not only an internship job opportunity paid, free housing. We lease three apartment buildings downtown at IUPUI for them all to live in together. We've got a team of five people that just plan an amazing summer experience for them. And the cool thing is, when they come in, historically, only 17% said that they were likely to live and work in Indy after graduation. After the program, 73% say that they are. And almost 80% when offered a job at the end of their internship accept it. So we are... And this past summer, we had 167 externs. For those spots, though, we had over 1,800 applicants that came from almost every state in the country, 43 home states, 120 different universities. So it's become more than just a local phenomenon. It's a national phenomenon now. So it's been really cool to see that that pipeline of talent aspiring to be here.
I want to mention also, and you touched on it earlier, but the MIRA Awards, which, you know, kind of the Academy Awards for Technology and Innovation in Indiana, that has grown into such a huge event. Yep. Talk about that and why that event is important.
Yeah, it's been really fun to see it grow. Sellout crowd the last several years, over 1,400 people in the room this past year. You've been a great partner in that. It's been fun to work on that together. This is, as you said, this is like the Oscars for tech in Indiana. And we shine a spotlight on the great successes and the great potential that's here. It's important because what we've seen come out of that is we've seen companies receive investment as a result of getting invested in winning an award or building connections through the process. We've seen companies attract talent to their company because they got known by walking across that stage. That we've seen companies secure customers because of the validation that going through a rigorous competition like that yields, and then the extra confidence that that can give a prospective customer. All of those things are things that spur growth. And so the more that we do of that, the more that we help to validate that, one, this place is legit, and that the companies that are here and the people that are here are doing really special things, and we help to hold that up. And then secondarily, it also helps to stimulate their growth and help those really promising individuals and companies continue along that path towards success. And ultimately, that's what this is all about.
Yeah, Mike, CICP plays a critical role in advancing prosperity, really, for Hoosiers throughout the state. And a big part of that is collaboration, cross-sector collaboration. As you look at that that equation, if you will, what do you see as potential cross-sector collaborations for TechPoint and other organizations?
Yeah, most of these initiatives have historically operated in their own verticals. And there was enough work to be done just trying to get our individual industries up and going. But we're at this moment in time where, one, it's possible because we all have great relationships together, but also it is critically important because some of the biggest opportunities are at the points where our two industries intersect, at the place where ag and tech come together, bio and tech come together, manufacturing and tech come together. So we have to maximize those for the future. I think that, you know, we're even seeing with the TechStars Accelerator sports and tech coming together. You know, I think for me, the reason why I'm in this job is because at the time when I was thinking about doing something else, that time shortly after we had sold our company, it was the 25th anniversary of the Pan Am Games. And I went to Indiana Humanities, held an event where they were recounting, having not grown up here, I didn't know the story of the sports strategy. We had a dinner at a restaurant. Mark Miles, Sam Odell, David Shane were all recounting the stories of how that came to be, how the Colts and NCAA and all of the sports infrastructure that's here came to be. And I realized, you know what, this tech community is at an inflection point. There's so much potential that could yet be harnessed. And Indiana and Indy are at a moment where it's time for the next thing, and the next thing needs to involve tech. And CICP and TechPoint could be the platform to make that happen. And serendipitously, I was approached by some of the folks that were in leadership with TechPoint and CICP, and it was just the perfect opportunity at the right time. And so I still believe that is still the vision that we're operating toward. This very similar vision of what was executed in the 70s and 80s to make the amateur sports capital of the world thing happen here. Now it's about making tech and all these other industry initiatives come together to make this make this an economic driver.
Great analogy and a great way to wrap up this latest edition of our podcast. Mike Langelier is the president and CEO of TechPoint Indiana. Mike, thanks for your insights. Thanks for your leadership as well.
Thanks, Gary.
And continued success to you and the impact it's having on the tech sector. And thank you for joining us this week on the Ag Plus Bio Plus Science podcast. It is a weekly production partnership between Agrinovis Indiana and Inside Indiana Business. And keep up to date with Agrinovis by following them on Twitter and Instagram at AgrinovisIN and finding them as well on LinkedIn, Facebook, and YouTube. Thanks for joining us. I'm Gary Dick. We'll see you next time.
You've reached the end of another episode of Ag Plus Bio Plus Science's CICP mini-series with your host, Gary Dick of Inside Indiana Business. Subscribe to our podcast on iTunes, Spotify, Stitcher, or Google Play. Connect with Agrinovis at agrinovisindiana.com and with Inside Indiana Business at insideindianabusiness.com. Don't forget to join us next Monday for another episode. Thank you for listening.